This is the show A to Z. For today's program, Brother Muhammad is going to talk to us about Islamic education. Stay tuned.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's discussion with regards to Islamic education, we would like to look at an important aspect of the Islamic identity, and that is the performance of Salah. The five daily prayers and the other prayers that are called Salah are an important aspect of the child's upbringing, and the parents are the foremost individuals responsible for educating and nurturing Salah into the lives of the children. Indeed, Salah can be nurtured through different ways, like verbal and practical methods, like verbal reminders and practical demonstrations. But on the other hand, when the process of nurturing and education takes place, alongside there should be another process that goes forward, and that is the process of evaluation and assessment. The parents and other educators who are responsible for training the children and educating them in Salah need to take the time and have processes in place to test and evaluate the state at which the children's prayer is at. And indeed, through this method, they shall be able to rectify the issues in their own teaching and education style and methods, and assist the children in filling in the gaps wherever possible. We find this to be a very important strategy from within the lifestyle of the Holy Prophet and the Imams themselves, as we find from the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, that one day he prayed Salah loudly, and thereafter Salah, he turned to his companions and he asked them, "Did I miss out anything when I was reciting?" And the companions at that time were silent. And Rasulullah asked again, "Is Ubay ibn Ka'b amongst you?" Then he came forward. Ubay ibn Ka'b came forward and they said, "Yes, indeed, he is." Then Rasulullah asked him, as we know, Ubay ibn Ka'b is one of those individuals who was responsible for the recording of the Quran, or writing down and inscribing of the Quran. And thereafter, he was also one of those who helped in compilation of the Holy Quran. So this person came forward and said, he came forward and Rasulullah asked him, "Did I miss anything? Did I purposely not recite any parts?" And he said, "Yes, indeed, Rasulullah." And he narrated, he collected all those points and he presented to Rasulullah. And Rasulullah at that time got upset with his companions and he said, "What is your state, O my companions, that the Book of Allah is recited upon you and you're not aware and you're not focused on what words are being recited and what words have been lost from that recitation?" And he said the people, the Banu Israel, were likewise, they actually perished because of this attitude of theirs, that their bodies were present at the time of recitation, but their hearts were absent. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept the salah of a servant who prays without the presence of the heart. So again, indeed, we find that Rasulullah in this seerah, obviously this salah, we realize it was probably a test, not really the proper salah. Otherwise, Rasulullah would not necessarily pray in such a way. But he tested his companions through reciting salah and the different aspects of the salah in a way that he purposely left out aspects of it for the purpose of evaluating the focus and attention of the companions when it came to salah. And this clearly showed, as adults, not only the companions were not focused, they did not even realize that there were aspects of the Quran that were left out. Likewise, Rasulullah and the other infallible imams would take the time and evaluate the salah of their companions, such as Imam al-Sadiq as well. In one of the narrations we find, he asked his companion, a very close companion, Hammad, to stand and pray salah. He asked him, can you pray a good 2 rakat salah? Can you pray salah properly? Can you pray salah well? He said, I know the book of salah, which has all the details of the salah by heart. I have memorized it. And that is when Imam asked him to stand and pray. And when he completed his prayer, Imam told him, Hammad, you cannot pray a salat properly. And he said, it is very inappropriate for a Muslim that he should reach the age of 60 to 70 and not be able to pray Salat with its perfect etiquettes and conditions. And this is when Hammad asked Imam to teach him how to pray the Salat with full etiquette. I hope you enjoy today's discussion. Until next time, fi amanillah, under God's protection.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.